What we most often hear is bad news about our teens. That alters what we know is true. Most Alaska teenagers are doing positive things. They're volunteers, role models, and much more. Spirit of Youth tells these stories.
And as I learned more about it, I learned more about all the awesome opportunities that FIRST and FTC allows you to do. I was hooked, and I love this program, and it's taught me a whole lot.
That's teenager Gus Florschinger talking about FIRST programs. FIRST stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology, and it's the name behind a whole group of robotics programs, ranging from elementary to high school. Gus's team at South Anchorage High School loves what they do with FIRST so much, they wanted to tell others about it. So on his own, teammate Trevor Sprague wrote an email to the Anchorage School Board to let them know that he'd like to come and tell them about FIRST in person.
We talked about FIRST in general, and so this is like not just in Anchorage, but this is like a global program, and so it was getting it out about that, and we were advocating for it to be implemented just in general in the ASD, in the school district. And so it's not just specifically about us, it's about like all the schools and getting it out to as many people as possible, because that's what it's really all about. It's trying to get people involved in robotics and STEM and getting people prepared for the future.
Here's teammate Alex Wong.
It's a little surreal. When you're there, you're presenting and you're actually like making a difference. You're going into the professional world and like just you're actually seeing something happen. Like you're advocating for what you believe in, and I think that's one of the coolest things you can do.
Trevor, Gus, and Alex each plan to study engineering in college. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Do you know of a teenager making a difference where you live? Take some time right now to nominate them for Spirit of Youth. Get more information at spiritofyouth.org.
Listen to this story again at spiritofyouth.org.